Track 6, Paul chats with his friend Caroline Brown from Wyndham about her involvement with the Coat of Hopes when it came to Norfolk, giving us another perspective on the impact it has had on those people who have been touched by it.
Hello, everyone. Well, I'm here in a friend's house because I've been hearing a lot about the Coat of Hopes, and yet I didn't know very much about it. And then I discovered my friend Caroline has been involved, even to hosting someone involved in it. So perhaps, Caroline, you could tell us a little bit about your experience and the Coat of Hopes.
Indeed. Like you, I hadn't heard anything about the Coat of Hopes until about 6 weeks ago, when a friend of mine in Norwich contacted me and said, would I be prepared to entertain some pilgrims who were travelling with the Coat of Hopes from Ely to Norwich. And so I said I would do that. And I discovered subsequently there were 10 of them travelling with the Coat of Hopes. So it was rather more than just I could manage, but I involved other people. So what is the Coat of Hopes? The Coat of Hopes is the inspiration and vision of a young woman from the south of England called Barbara Keel. And Barbara was very involved with environmental things. She desperately wanted to do something, particularly as we came up to the COP meeting that we had in Glasgow a couple of years ago. And she wanted to make some kind of statement. And she's an artist, so she had this, I can only call it a vision, I think it's a wonderful idea. She made a coat. And this coat is made with blankets, because blankets are strong and durable and there to make you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And she started with quite a small coat, and onto this coat she encouraged friends and people she knew to make little patches, like small quilt patches, which were sewn on the coat, and each patch represents a hope. Okay. And so she made this coat, and she walked from, literally, I think, out of the sea down in New Haven, right up to COP in Glasgow.
Okay, she was wearing the coat?
She wore the coat, and gradually all sorts of people began to join her. And of course it got bigger, because more and more people wanted to put little patchworks or applique things on the coat. So,
and are the ideas that are put on the coat, are they all to do with the environment?
Yes.
Because that's one of your main
yes, concerns. Yes, they're all hopes for the environment.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many different ways that gets expressed.
Mm,
mm. Lots of trees and fruits and flowers, and it's a beautiful thing. And gradually the coat developed a train.
Right.
So it's now heavy and long.
Okay, so the coat was growing.
It was growing all the time, not the top bit. Which
no,
is,
obviously.
Yeah. And it has a splendid button, which is called the Moral Broken Compass. That's the button, because we've lost our way, clearly, with the environment. Anyway, she walked with all sorts of people all the way up to Glasgow. And the pattern for the coat is that it walks for about a week, and then it rests in a town. So it's just been resting in Norwich, where it's been taken to a whole range of different places for people to see it.
Right.
It's been in the cathedral, in the Quaker Meeting House, in St. Peter Mancroft.
Right.
It's shown to all sorts of people. And then Barbara, then with various colleagues and friends, walked it from Norwich to Lowestoft, which is where it is now.
Okay.
As it walks, people stop and say, what are you doing?
Yes, quite.
What is this? Because you have to have a train bearer as well as yes. well as a train, as well as a coat wearer. And they explain what they're doing, that they are walking the coat, mm-hmm. that it is a non-denominational environmental action.
Right.
And they encourage people to wear the coat themselves.
Right.
So that they can actually feel both the weight of responsibility of what we all got to grasp
right.
and the love that has gone into this particular
so it's
thing.
It's a wonderful metaphor,
yes,
isn't it?
It is. It's a fantastic metaphor. And the other thing that happens is that they sing.
Oh.
They have written, I think it was Barbara, has written a beautiful song which they sing to people as they put the coat on. Mm-hmm. So I walk the coat not that far from Wyndham Abbey up into the Wyndham Centre, and they sang this beautiful, which mm-hmm. I can't do on my own, I'm
no,
sorry.
All right.
But it basically is, you know, ask me where I'm going, ask me what I mean, ask my name, and I am the coat of hopes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking from Ely to Norwich or Norwich to Lowestoft.
And what was the response of people in Wyndham as you did that?
Well, there weren't a lot of people about when I did it. Some people just ignore you.
Right.
Because, you know, they
yes, people do.
But also people come and ask and they're intrigued. And often they are invited to and will wear the coat for a short while.
Right.
So it's very meaningful. I also walked with them from St. Peter Mancroft to Trouse, because that was the way they went out of Norwich and on their way to Lowestoft.
Right.
And they stopped at the Julian Shrine,
yes.
which was really lovely, which has a quilt of kindness. So we went to look
oh,
at that,
right, right.
took the coat to meet another applique thing,
mm-hmm.
not wearable this time.
Right.
And then they went on their way, and they've stopped in Lowestoft now, and then they're going to walk down through London to Canterbury,
mm-hmm.
and then back to the South Coast. However, the commitment is that they will walk this coat while there is an environmental crisis.
It sounds as though it could be forever.
Well, it could. But as different people join and different people
mm-hmm.
take it on, it doesn't have to remain just with the same people. I mean, that would be impossible.
Well,
they don't ask for money.
No.
It's not a money-raising thing at all. That's
no.
the least of what they're interested in a way.
It's more raising awareness.
It's action and raising awareness, but action in, I think, the most fantastically imaginative way. All the way along, people add things to the cloak. And when they were in Norwich, amongst other places it went, was to the Hindu temple.
Right.
And when I went to walk the coat with others from St. Peter Mancroft, women from Hindu temple were there with some lovely applique things which
right.
get put in a pocket until there's time to stop
right.
and sew them on later on.
I suppose the advantage is that while it's walking, it's raising awareness.
That's
for
right.
people to then make their own applique attachments, and then when it rests in one place,
yes.
that's when it can be applied.
Absolutely, and inevitably, you know, things get worn or you know, torn, because they often walk on pathways, not just on not on roads all
and
the
presumably,
time.
Presumably, the weather isn't always.
When they arrived at my house from Attleborough, it was on that incredibly wet day about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Right.
It was absolutely pouring and they were all soaked to the skin.
Oh, dear.
Including the coat.
And that sort of thing is really testing their dedication to the cause.
Absolutely. And, of course, often they do stay with people, but they also stay in churches,
right.
In village halls.
Mm.
Dedication is the is the inspirational, I call it.
Okay.
I think it's fantastic.
Well, it sounds truly amazing, and I only hope that many more people can go and see this and perhaps join in with that support of the of
absolutely
the
I mean, you can see it, you can feel it, you can wear it. It's really got a lot of you can be sung to.
Right.
There's a lot of aspects to it that it can.
And if people wanted to find out more about it, is there a
they need to Google it. Yes, right. There's a website, just Coat of Hope's website. So, and that's got really quite a lot of information.
That's really amazing, and thank you for sharing your experiences, Caroline. I'm sure our listeners will be inspired by it as well.
I hope so.
Okay, well, thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Not at all.